Tony Blair rejoices, Joe Biden can unite the world. By Simon Kent on November 13, 2020. Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair rejoiced Thursday at the prospect of Joe Biden gaining the White House, championing his fellow globalist as just the person to unite the world while waving away any doubts he will take office. Britain hosts the global COP26 climate conference next year, and an enthused Blair said climate change would be the international community's number one priority for the new U.S. administration under Biden if, as the mainstream media predicts, he is sworn in as president in January. In an interview on CNN, the leftist former leader also said the world would be 2 or 3 months ahead on coronavirus if there had been greater global cooperation at the start of the pandemic, repeating an assertion he made earlier this year that dismissed Donald Trump's efforts on the viral outbreak. On climate change, you have got the Glasgow conference coming up, next, November, he said. That is going to be an enormous opportunity for the Biden administration to play a very strong part, with the UK. Those are two issues upon which the UK and the US can make sure that their relationship is strong, to the advantage of the world. Trump has not conceded defeat and continues to challenge the legitimacy of postal ballots that put the Democrat challenger ahead. Blair has no issue with the assumed Biden ascendancy, saying the world is certainly reacting as if the election result is very clear, and it seems to be. The former Labour leader was a key ally of U.S. President George W. Bush, and under their joint respective leadership, the UK was part of the US-led coalition that took their war on terror to Afghanistan and Iraq. In comments made after the release of a 2016 report on the UK's entry into the Iraq conflict, John Chilcott said he did not believe Blair was straight with the nation at the time. More recently, Blair has worked hard to keep his voice heard in global politics, offering advice from the sidelines on everything from Brexit to Middle East diplomacy, global governance, the European Union and U.S. politics. The vehicle of choice for his interventions is the Tony Blair Institute, which he claims is embedded in governments around the world, as Breitbart News reported. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.